Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and we have a very special guest on the show today. I have Jamil Sanders of JamilSanders.com. Jamil, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. I appreciate having you on. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Jamil so you can hear about all the awesome things that he's doing. And Jamil Sanders is an author, speaker, award-winning entrepreneur, radio host, and respected thought leader. As one of the most respected voices of our time, Jamil has founded Jamil Sanders International to provide solutions to global problems. Jamil has been featured on NBC, CBS, The Huffington Post, The Best You Magazine, and numerous other media outlets. Jamil has devoted his life to empowering individuals to fulfill purpose and maximize their greatest potential. Jamil, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
I'm ready.
Awesome. Let's do it. So first question I had was to hear a little bit more about what I call your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
That's a great question. You know, I came out of college undergrad at a time when the market conditions were very uncertain in the world. At the time, I was working, doing some things in consulting and more in a, like a research analyst capacity for a company. And, you know, there were a lot of offers originally and different things started to shift in the market. And so I started talking with different mentors and advisors and individuals about where they felt I should go next. And so I kept my foot in consulting and I continued to network with different individuals. But what it ultimately led me to was starting Jamil Sanders International and having that hub in place for leaders, in particular millennial leaders and entrepreneurs, to have the tools and the resources that they needed to be successful in life or business or whatever it is that they were endeavoring to do. And so it was kind of the forces of the market and the time and what was going on, and also some of the personal passion and vision I had to make a greater impact in the world.
That's awesome. And I too graduated during the economic crisis. So I know how crazy that time was and how uncertain it was. But it's funny enough, when I read a lot about other times that happened like that in history, a lot of the most successful companies and organizations actually started during economic crises. So it's kind of great to kind of see how that parallel also sparked your opportunity to build your organization.
Right. Right. I think crisis is always what I call the incubator for great solutions and change in the world. And so it's all about perspective and having the right perspective to see the opportunities that are available at that time.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that kind of thing that you highlight, because the idea is to have that mindset to understand that when it is a quote unquote crisis, it actually could be a really big opportunity, because that's when you can start to build and create things and kind of get ahead sometimes in your industry as well.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So I know I touched on it a little bit, and I know you did it as well. Could you tell us a little bit more on what you're doing with Jamil Sanders International and how you're serving the clients you work with?
Sure. Jamil Sanders International is a leadership and business development firm. And what we do is we work with leaders and entrepreneurs to help them clarify their vision, give them strategic vision and planning for their organization, as well as serving as a place for incubation and mentorship along their business journey. And so some of the things that we're doing and working with in particular is what I'm passionate about right now, is mentoring millennials and giving them the tools that they need to not only be successful in career, but maybe they want to have a side hustle or do other things like that. We're helping mentor them in that area. We're also working a lot with leaders around the world and helping them to be on the cutting edge in their industry, giving them tools and tactics and strategies to lead this new 21st century era of business and leadership. And so those are two of the primary things we're doing. And of course, we do workshops and masterminds and all of those great things. But we just want to arm leaders and entrepreneurs to be that change that they want to see in the world.
Yes, absolutely. I love that. And often, you know, in order to see the change, and I think there's a quote, I can't remember exactly how to say it, but essentially, if you want to see a change in the world, you have to begin with yourself. So that's usually where you want to build yourself and develop yourself, and you start to manifest that self in people you're interacting with, but everything you're doing as well. Do you find that kind of happens?
Absolutely. I think that it definitely starts with you. And I think that one of the greatest blessings that I've been given is the ability to overcome opposition and odds. I've gone through a lot in business. The business almost collapsed 3 times. There was a lot of critics. There were a lot of people saying that this is not going to work. How is this going to be sustainable? And to see it go from that stage to being, like you said, featured in the different publications and different things around the world, it's amazing. But I think that none of that would really be possible without crises. And so crises and challenges really helped me to develop more so that I could serve the people around me and ultimately serve the world through the work and the products and services that we deliver.
Absolutely. And that makes perfect sense. And let me ask you this. When you're in these crises, these things are going on, it seems like everything's falling apart. Like, what is your mentality, or what can you kind of tell to people as far as like how you should approach that and how you should look at that so that you can see the light at the end of the tunnel?
Oh, that's a great question. One of the things that has been fundamental for me and the work that I do is developing what I call this uncommon paradigm. And so one of the things that I've done is I've spent a lot of years developing my mindset. And so when I look at crises and difficulties in the world, I kind of look at it different than most people. I see this as an opportunity for me to grow, for me to develop, and ultimately for me to stretch to the next place or the next dimension in my life. And so one of the things that I've always had the ability to do is to understand that the circumstance or the condition of your life is kind of temporary and is subject to change, and that as long as you have a mindset that is open and pliable and stretchable, you really have the ability to rise above whatever situation or circumstances arising in your life. And I think that has been the thing that has really given me an edge over people over the years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That makes perfect sense. The foundation of everything is kind of like your mindset and how you approach it and look at it. And would you say that is what I like to call your secret sauce and what you feel kind of distinguishes you and your organization?
Absolutely. You know, I was talking with my assistant yesterday, and I've written 7 books, and we were saying how all 7 of those books have kind of centered around thoughts. And as I've talked to different people from around the world and their experiences based on reading the different materials and different things, it seems like the thought process has always been like the key thing for me. And I think we live in an era and a time where we have what I call an information overload. We have access to so much information, but the problem is that so many people don't really know how to think, analyze, process that information and make good decisions. And so I think the thing that has really differentiated me over the long term is that ability to think differently and to come up with those innovative ideas and solutions that most people don't really see.
Absolutely. The ability to take all this information that we have at our fingertips most of the time and be able to kind of synthesize that, think creatively about that and come up with solutions is definitely something that I would consider a secret sauce as well too, and a superpower if not that as well. So I appreciate you for sharing that with us. And I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have, but it's something that makes you more effective and efficient.
Oh, it's definitely, I would say it's a combination of everything. If there was a particular app, I would say Evernote is really a great friend of mine, whether it's on my iPhone or my iPad or my MacBook. It just helps me to stay organized and organize my ideas. But more so than the app, I think that books have been like a fundamental thing for me. And so if I had to recommend something to people, I think that most changed my thinking about life and business would be Think and Grow Rich. And I think the most current book I would recommend would be The Power of Broke by one of my mentors, Damon John. It's a fundamental book. It will just shift how you look at business, how you look at success, how you look at everything. And so those are just some of the things that have helped me. I read so many books, I probably could name like a couple hundred, but those are like 2 things that have really stood out to me.
Absolutely. And I absolutely love Evernote. You know, you said it's like a close friend. I think it's like a family member for me because it's that deep where, you know, I swear by my Evernote. And I love those two books, especially Damon John's book as well, too, because I think that in line with everything that you said, you know, earlier, a lot of it is perspective because the kind of like the whole thesis, and correct me if I'm wrong about that book, is that you have a different perspective on what broke means. Broke actually means an opportunity for you to be more resourceful, to be more right. creative in terms of finding solutions to problems.
Absolutely.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
If I could hop into a time machine, the thing that I would tell my younger business self is to be patient and to learn how to enjoy the journey. If you told me years ago that my organization or the brand would evolve into what it is today, I probably would have laughed because there was so much going on that it's kind of difficult to see all of that as you're navigating your way through. But I think that so many people, I think we live in what I call this Facebook, Twitter, Instagram generation, where we look at highlight reels of individuals' lives and we think that's reality. We think that success just happens and that it's overnight, and people don't really understand that it really is a journey. It's about you bringing your best to every day and becoming that best version of yourself. And when you bring that to every day into the world, you come into what I call that realm of mastery, where you distinguish yourself as the best in the world at what it is that you do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That makes perfect sense. Yeah. Like you have to put in your quote unquote 10,000 hours. You have to put in that time. And a lot of people right. see the finished product or the project or whatever it is, but they don't see the hour after hour, minute after minute that people have put in.
Exactly. And I think that a lot of people have a misconception that there are shortcuts to success. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I always tell people is that there are not shortcuts. There are strategies that can help you get there a little bit faster. But it's still a process, as you were saying. And I think as we appreciate and go through the process, we enjoy it so much more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a great reminder to remember as a CEO, entrepreneur, and a business owner. And now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition of what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. So Jamel, I want to ask you, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Ooh, that's loaded. A CEO is a person that first of all knows how to manage their self well, and then has the ability to create a larger vision and to bring people on board with that vision and communicate it in such a way that it becomes a magnetic force, attracting the resources and the things that need to be there for that thing to be accomplished. And so I think that a lot of times school and education has made CEO so much about science and management, but it's really about mastering yourself. And as you master yourself and get those fundamental skills down, that's what really makes you powerful and successful at the things that you do.
I absolutely love that definition, especially that magnetic force, that visual. It gives me a visualization of, you know, being able to understand, like sometimes if you have a massive goal or a very ambitious goal, I guess, a lot of times the things will bring themselves to you because you're attracting yourself and because you're putting it out there and manifest itself in a lot of different ways.
Absolutely.
Awesome. 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 Well, Jamel, I truly appreciate you for taking some time out. What I wanted to do was pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you can let our readers and our listeners know. And then, of course, how they can find you and find out about all the awesome things that you're doing.
Okay. The one thing that I would like to share in addition to what we've talked about is the power of knowing who you are and embracing your authentic voice. I think so many people are trying to find a shortcut and build a great brand and have a lot of followers and all of that. And I think that the key for every entrepreneur, every CEO for this 21st century, it's really finding your authentic voice. And as you find your authentic voice and who it is that you are and what you bring to the world that is so unique and different, that is going to be the key and the overarching thing that creates the success and the prosperity that you want to see. And I think that the thing that has really helped me, grounded me, and anchored me is knowing that voice and communicating everything that I do through that distinct voice. And it's given me an advantage through the work that I do around the world. And if people wanted to reach out to me, they can reach out at jamelsanders.com. We are in the midst of launching a couple new courses and things to help leaders and entrepreneurs this year. And I'm excited about book number 8 is coming before the end of the year. So that's kind of what I'm working on right now.
Awesome. 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 Well, Jamel, I truly appreciate, you know, all the awesome things that you said at this podcast and the time you took out, but also all the awesome things that you're putting out into the world. And I appreciate you. I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.